It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Breakfast Show, brought to you by the Pirates Rugby. My name is Hugh, and this is your 15-minute mini-podcast capturing all the news and results in the world of rugby union in between the recordings of the main podcast, as well as Ender's vital rugby TV guide to set you up for your weekend's action ahead. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is growing all the time. You can find exclusive videos on there and on our TikTok, which you won't find anywhere else. Before I continue, a reminder that this month, the Pirate Rugby Podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. Are you ready to soak up those summer vibes and unveil your ultimate beach bod? Well, you're in luck because our friends over at Manscaped have you covered from head to toe. With the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, this ultimate all-in-one grooming kit is set to have you looking and feeling your best in the summer sun. Trust Manscaped and unlock the confidence you need to turn heads this season. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Use the code PIRATE20, that's PRIATE20, all capital letters. Let's make this summer your smoothest yet. So, I know that we have a few women listeners to this who may be thinking this product isn't for them, but maybe, I don't know, maybe you have a gentleman in your life and you're thinking he's not holding up to the same standards that you would expect. Maybe he's keeping a different standard to the one that you're keeping yourself at. Buy him this kit and tell him to get his act together, tell him to sort himself out. I'm sure he won't be offended. But we're between friends here on the Friday Breakfast Show, I like to think. So I don't mind telling you that we're on a trial period with Manscaped. So they've sent us the free stuff. They sent us some T-shirts. But no money has changed hands. And we have a sales target for this month to hit before they will agree to sponsor us for some more months. I won't tell you what it is, but we need to sell a certain number of units. So whatever it is, just jump on the Manscaped website and please buy the cheapest thing using our code, and they will really, really help the podcast out, so thank you. Right, let's now jump into the Thursday night rugby, and there was one game to talk about, and it was in the Pro De Deux. It was Vaughan versus Brive. This was top of the table Vaughan taking on slightly underperforming Brive, but it was a shock win for Brive at Vaughan. To get the job done, 21 points to 26, it finished in the end. Vaughan are still top of the table, but they will be kicking themselves for letting a slender half-time lead slip. Provence now have a chance to go top this evening when they play Biarritz, but Biarritz are a weird team. Anything could happen when you play them. Vaughan still have a pretty comfortable chance to finish top. Provence have a tough last couple of games against, like I said, Biarritz and also Grenoble, who are on a great run. So still, absolutely anything can happen in the Pro De Deux, fantastic league, and you can follow the latest twists and turns here on the Pirate Rugby. On to the news. So we've got some new laws announced by World Rugby, the new fan-focused laws, they're calling it. So the first one is the DuPont law is closed. This is where you could start chasing a kick if you were offside. If the player who catches the kick has moved 5 meters, you can't do that anymore. You have to retreat. I think everyone was in favor of that. Another one that everyone's in favor of is the croc roll has been banned. Again, every time I read that, I think, didn't we already ban it? But apparently no, it's now officially been done. I'm sure it will be officially done again by the feel of it, probably next year. And then the most hotly debated one, particularly by our South African friends, is that you cannot opt for a scrum off a free kick. Which means that the Damien Willemse calling a scrum off the mark, I should say, is no more. You can't do it ever again, which is sad. Also, people speculating that if you're struggling in the scrum, all you need to do is concede a free kick, and then you've got out of jail free. And so people don't like it. There is starting to feel like, you know, if you're going to put your tinfoil hat on, that some of the moves from World Rugby lately have been kind of anti-Springbok laws. We don't like to see teams dominating, and that's, you know, it's not unusual. I mean, if you look to Formula One, which I often like to do, they come up with laws to penalise the team that's the most dominant all the time. For me, I can see both sides. I can see why some people would be like, that's not fair, but also I can see, like, if a free kick is opted off a scrum, why you might be like, oh, do we have to go for a scrum again? Like I said, I see both sides. I'm neither buying nor selling. Other new laws is that there will be automatic sanctions being trialled this summer in several tournaments like the World Under-20s Championship and the Pacific Nations Cup. So they're going to be rolling out the 20-minute red card for more trials in those. It feels like that is coming. Boo hiss. And also automatic sanctions. So if you get a red card, if it's for foul play, then it will be an automatic 2-week ban. And if you have aggravated foul play, which is something like a driving a spear tackle or something like that, it's an automatic 4 weeks. Interesting. I'm sure there'll be a lot of grey areas. I'm sure we'll see a lot of wangling of, oh no, it wasn't aggravated foul play, it was just foul play. I noted that a high tackle, or sorry, being stood up in the tackle still isn't covered. So still, a high tackle is only a high tackle in rugby if you touch the head. You can be stood straight up, so long as you don't touch the guy's head. It's not a high tackle. You do not have to be bent at the hips to make a legal tackle in rugby. It's just not in the laws as far as I can see. So I'm sure that will rumble on. You know, my beer, my bonnet, my pet peeve about rugby laws, and it's about other things as well, is rugby punishes outcomes, not actions. Like I said, and with these sanctions, I can very much see the people arguing, oh, it was only foul play, not aggravated foul play, etc., etc. So, you know, QCs, England lawyers, will always be in high employee, I've got no doubt. Right, Zebre have announced new coaches. So, under-20s coach, current under-20s Italy coach, Massimo Borello, is going to leave his role with Italy under-20s to take over the head role at Zebre. Generally seen as a good move. Italy under-20s have been very, very good last few seasons, achieved lots of historic results under Massimo Borello. And Zebre defence coach Richard Hodges, former Cardiff coach, is now going to join the Italy senior men's team to be their defence coach, which is all very exciting. Zebre better this season. Everyone said there's better this season, but the results don't necessarily reflect it. So it's just encouraging to see them get the support that they need. And it looks like a very sound appointment to me. Moving on to more kind of aftermath of the Billy Vunipola in Mallorca controversy. So the Telegraph has written a lengthy article about why it's so important that Saracen players go on holiday and get drunk. So they talked about the bonding and the whole Wolfpack mentality of they go on these trips and they socialise and they get drunk. They have to go to Oktoberfest and it's good, and it's why they win so many Premiership titles, because they go to Oktoberfest every now and again and go to Mallorca for a piss up and things. Listen, rugby players drink a lot of alcohol and they like it, and that's why they do it. You know, I'm not a rugby player, but I've got mates who are rugby players and they can drink an awful lot more alcohol than me, and they do. When you're in a pub with a group of friends and you turn around and you see the rugby team has arrived, people around you start thinking, oh, we better make a move now because it's about to get rowdy in here. If there's a section of the pub that has a rugby team in it, people tend to go, well, we probably won't go over there because it's going to be a bit spicy, shall we say, because these guys are going to be drinking a lot of alcohol. It's just a true thing. I don't understand why we need to have these literal, like, national newspapers in the Telegraph writing long articles justifying about why there's some kind of reason that it's okay for rugby players to basically just go out on the piss. It's just something rugby players do. The fact that they have to write these big puff pieces about it suggests to me that they feel somewhat guilty about it, and they have it on their conscience. You're going on benders because you enjoy it, guys. Like, it's like when your mate who smokes weed goes, oh, it's good for people who've got epilepsy, you know, they give marijuana to people who've got epilepsy. I'm like, yeah, cool, mate, you don't have epilepsy. It's just, if you're going to be this kind of behaviour, just own it. Don't try and bullshit us. Let's move on from that. A bit of a rant from me there. And then finally, there was rumoured that there was going to be an addition of a Spanish team to the Challenge Cup in 2025. This was rumoured by Emerging Rugby on Twitter, and it's got roots in some press conference that someone gave. I reached out to my contacts on the continent, and it seems that this isn't true. There have been talks. There is no interest from Portugal at this time to have a team in the Challenge Cup. Whilst there have been talks with the Spanish team, there's currently nothing firm about it happening, which I don't think is surprising. You know, the Spanish team in the Rugby Euro Super Cup isn't the top team there. So nothing going on with this rumour that much at the moment, it seems. Now for the big three. This is our big three rugby matches that we don't think you can afford to miss this weekend. So I'm going to start off with a Pacific Four series. So for people who don't know, this is a women's tournament that happens every year between USA, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. And I was speaking to our friend Roby Julia last night, and she agreed with me and she reassured me that the pick of the matches this weekend is Australia versus Canada, the Wallaroos versus Canada. Very even game. The Wallaroos are coming into this with the majority of the Waratahs squad within them, who were absolutely excellent in Super W, completely walked that tournament. But Canada are coming off a very dominant win against the USA. So looking forward to that one. In the top 14, choosing a top 14 match for the big three this week is tough, because there's UBB versus La Rochelle, which is a sort of Atlantic derby, and that seems like there's going to be a very mixed crowd between the two fan bases at UBB. It's going to be an exciting game, but the big game of the weekend I'm going to have to go for is Toulouse versus Stade Francais. That's a top of the table clash. Toulouse hosting Stade Francais. Stade Francais, the best team in the top 14 on the road, but it's Toulouse, and I can't wait to see the team sheets for this game. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And then URC game, I'm going for Bulls at Glasgow. This is actually first versus fourth, I believe, in the table. Glasgow, I'm going to start talking about Glasgow more, because they are top of the league in the URC, but everyone just keeps, they talk about Leinster, they talk about Munster, they talk about Bulls, they talk about Stormers. No one talks about Glasgow, and they're bloody top of the league. So I'm talking about Glasgow more from now on. And my pick of the URC games is Bulls versus Glasgow. That one's at 1 o'clock on Saturday UK time. Right, that's all from me. Don't forget, you can get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code PIRATE20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code PIRATE20 at manscaped.com. The summer sun is here to stay, so trust Manscaped to keep your pubes at bay. That's all from me. Before I hand you over to my friend and colleague Ender, I just want to remind you about the free newsletter that goes with the Friday Breakfast Show that contains the big three in written form with kickoff guides and TV channels and things. You can get Ender's full Rugby TV guide in written form with this newsletter. Sign up to our Substack. The link will be in the description box below, and get it sent straight to your inbox each and every Friday. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter so you never miss a piece of content we drop, item of news we share, or you can ask us any question you like and we will answer it. Okay, cheers everybody, and enjoy your weekend.
Right, folks, let's run through the rugby transfer stories from the past week. So, in a surprising move, Ed Byrne will be leaving Leinster at the end of the season to join Cardiff Rugby. Cardiff have also signed Loosehead prop Danny Southworth. He will be joining from Exeter Chief, and he's also Welsh qualified. There are also unconfirmed reports that Stormers back rower Diomani will be joining top 14 Alfred Racing 92. Of course, this is where Springboks captain Sia Khaleesi is currently plying his trade. And finally, Edinburgh have signed Scottish qualified Moses Tuipulotu from the Waratahs. The 23-year-old follows in the footsteps of older brother and centre Sione, who plays for Glasgow Warriors. So we've got a tasty rivalry, hopefully, coming up next season when those two Scottish sides meet. Now let's move to the rugby TV guide for the weekend. So this week we're going to start by going through each competition as opposed to the coverage over each of the 3 days. So let's start with the URC. So first up, we've got two games, both kicking off at 7:35 on Friday. Dragons playing the Stormers live on BBC Two Wales and on Premier Sports Online in the UK. If you're in Ireland, it's live on Premier Sports 2. And of course, it's available on URC TV, as are all URC games. Also at the same time, we've got Edinburgh playing Zebra live on Premier Sports 1 in both Ireland and the UK. Moving to Saturday, 1 o'clock, we've got Bulls playing Glasgow live on Premier Sports 1 in the UK and Premier Sports 2. In Ireland. Then at 3:05, we've got two games. We've got Sharks playing Benetton live on Premier Sports 2 in the UK. The only way to catch this game in Ireland is on URC TV. And then we have Scarlets playing Ulster at the same time, live on Premier Sports 1 in the UK and Premier Sports 2 in Ireland. Then at 5:15, we've got two more games. We've got Lions playing Cardiff, and we've got free-to-air coverage on S4C, and there's also coverage on Premier Sports 2 in the UK. If you're in Ireland, the only way to catch this game is on URC TV. At the same time, we've got Munster hosting Connacht live on RTE2, Premier Sports 1 if you're in the UK, and Premier Sports 1 also if you're in Ireland. Then the last of the weekend's URC action kicks off at 7:35 as Leinster host Ospreys live on TG Cahir, S4C, Premier Sports 1, and of course URC TV. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the Premiership action coming up this weekend. So Friday night, we've got two games coming up, both kicking off at 7:45. We've got Sale hosting Tigers on TNT Sports 1. And we also have Newcastle hosting Bath on Premiership Rugby TV. Moving to Saturday, we've got three games, the first of which kicks off at 3 p.m. as Saints host Gloucester on TNT Sports Red Button. Then at 3:05, we've got Bristol hosting Saracens, free-to-air on ITV1, and it's also been shown on TNT Sports 2. At 5:30, we've got Exeter playing Harlequins live on TNT Sports 2. Now let's move to the weekend's Top 14 action. So there are four games being shown across the UK and Ireland. There's only one, but we'll start off with the action on Saturday. At 2 p.m, we've got Perpignan playing Clermont. The only way to watch this game is on the Premier Sports player, the Viaplay player, or you can watch it for free on TV5 Monde. Then at 4 p.m, we've got Toulon playing Lyon. Only way to catch this game is on Premier Sports player or on Viaplay. Then at 8:05 on Saturday, we've got Bordeaux hosting La Rochelle. Again, the only way to catch this game live is on Premier Sports player and Viaplay. Moving to Sunday, we've got Toulouse hosting Stade Francais at 8:05. The only way to catch this game in the UK is on Premier Sports Online and or Viaplay. If you're in Ireland, there is actually linear coverage, thankfully, of this game on Premier Sports 2. And of course, you can stream the game as well on Now. Let's move on to Premiership Women's Rugby. We've got round 15. It's back. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had Premiership Women's Rugby. So on Sunday at 3 p.m, we've got Loughborough Lightning playing Gloucester Hartbury on TNT Sports 1. Then in other women's rugby, we also have the World Rugby Pacific 4 Series. So on Saturday morning at 3:05, New Zealand women host USA women, free on Rugby Pass TV, as is Australia v Canada at 7:55 on Saturday morning. Then on Saturday, we also have the Welsh Premiership Final at 2:35 between Llandovery and Newport. It's free to watch on S4C. Then, of course, we also have Super Rugby actions. We've got six more games this weekend. By the time this pod is released, we'll probably have seen Moana Pacifica play Chiefs at 8:05. But at 10:35, the Reds host the Rebels. We've got the Blues playing the Hurricanes on Saturday morning at 5:35, followed by Highlanders v Crusaders at 8:05. And then that is followed by Waratahs v Brumbies at 10:35. And then at 12:55, we've got the Force playing Fiji and Drua. All of these games are live on Sky Sports Action and, of course, on Now. And finally, let's run through the Major League Rugby games. So we've got round 11 coming up. So most of the games are on Saturday. So at midnight on Saturday, so basically Friday night, we've got Anthem playing Houston. Then there's another game at 1:30 a.m. as Dallas host LA. Then at 8 p.m., we've got NOLA Gold playing Seattle Seawolves. Then 11 p.m., we've got Chicago hosting Old Glory. And then finally, on Sunday at 12:30 in the morning, we've got Miami Sharks playing Utah Warriors. So that's it, folks. I hope you get a chance to watch at least some of that rugby and have a good weekend. Sports Social Podcast Network.